Welcome to today's Tiny Mindful Tale with me, Suzanne Whitby. Today I want to tell you about a man and his troubles. Nasruddin Hoxha was on his way home from prayers when he saw a man sitting dejectedly at the side of the road. He stopped to make light conversation with the stranger, and for a few minutes they talked about the weather and the harvest and the local news. Eventually, Nasruddin said, "I can't help but notice that you look rather sad, my friend. What troubles you?" The man sighed deeply. "Ah, Hoxha, I am a rich man. I have everything that the heart might desire. I have no need of work. With money comes friends and respect. And yet my life is meaningless and miserable. 3 months ago I packed this small knapsack with a few clothes and little bit of money, and I left home in search of joy. Thus far I haven't found it, and I am losing faith that I ever shall." Nasruddin listened to the tale of woe with interest, and as soon as the traveller finished speaking, he snatched up the knapsack and dashed off down the road with it in his hands, running as if he was being chased by wild dogs. He knew the area well, and before the traveller could even react, Nasruddin was well out of sight. He suspected that the most logical route for the man to follow would be the main road, and so, once he was sure that he had a good head start on the man, Nasruddin dropped the knapsack on the side of the road and hid behind a nearby tree to watch and wait. A little while later, the distressed traveller appeared. His face was a mask of unhappiness. Nasruddin watched as he neared the knapsack, then recognized it, his expression turning to one of pure joy as he picked it up and hugged it tightly to his chest. As the man shouted his thanks to his maker, Nasruddin slipped away unseen, chuckling and thinking to himself, "Well, that's one way of finding joy." And that's the end of today's Tiny Mindful Tale. This is a retelling of a story of Nasruddin, a wonderful chap who is at times wise and witty and at others a trickster and a fool. Tales of the Mullah, or the Hoxha as he's sometimes known, are told throughout Turkey. The real Nasruddin may have been a satirist, a philosopher, and a Sufi who lived in 13th century Turkey. But there are so many tales about the folkloric character that I would be careful of attributing them all to one person. If you'd like to hear more Tiny Mindful Tales, pop along to tinymindful.com or visit @tinymindful on TikTok and Instagram and tiny_mindful on Twitter. Until the next time we meet, try to be mindful.